the Afghan Taliban, with whom we have indirectly negotiated Mr. Bergdahl's release, is a close ally of al-Qaeda and has been for the last 15 years.
That's Bruce Riedel, director of the Brookings Intelligence Project. Riedel worked for the CIA for nearly 30 years and served as an advisor on South Asia and the Middle East for the last four presidents, including President Obama. I asked him about the strength of al-Qaeda in Afghanistan today.
The al-Qaeda apparatus infrastructure in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and it is one infrastructure, has been badly damaged over the last 5 years, particularly by drone operations. But it has not been destroyed, and as drone operations become less and less frequent, and as American forces depart Afghanistan, we are likely to see a resurgence, a resurrection, a revival of al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Pakistan. That is not an argument for keeping 100,000 American soldiers in Afghanistan or even 10,000 soldiers in Afghanistan. It is an argument for trying to retain as best we can some unilateral counterterrorism capabilities in Afghanistan for the foreseeable future.
Can we say, when it comes to that region, how strong al-Qaeda is now compared to where they were? You know, the president says that they're decimated, that they're basically a shadow of what they used to be.
You know, I'm not disagreeing with the president's characterization. I wouldn't use the word decimated. I would use the word they've been severely degraded. In Pakistan, al-Qaeda has deep roots. It's been in that country for the better part of two decades. It has close connections not just with the Afghan Taliban, but with a host of other terrorist groups like Lashkar-e-Taiba, the group that attacked Mumbai in November of 2008. So the likelihood is that once the pressure comes off of al-Qaeda in Pakistan, no matter how severely decimated it is today, there will be some level of resurgence and regrowth, and we have to plan a strategy for dealing with that over the long term.
You know, obviously this is not just a problem for South Asia. There are threats coming from places like Syria, from conflicts in Africa. In terms of the global threat, how dangerous do you think al-Qaeda is to America now?
Al-Qaeda has evolved and metastasized. I call what we face now al-Qaeda 3.0, or the third generation of al-Qaeda. It's not just an organization. In many ways, what's more important is an ideology, a narrative, al-Qaedism, if you like. Al-Qaedism is thriving today from North Africa all the way across the Arabian Peninsula and increasingly into sub-Saharan Africa. Boko Haram, for example, is not formally a member of the al-Qaeda global jihadist network, but Boko Haram is very much an offshoot of al-Qaedism in its own Nigerian context. And you see deep connections between Boko Haram and al-Qaeda core in Pakistan that go back years and years and years. In that sense, al-Qaedism is thriving today. It is a very serious and difficult problem, which we are going to be dealing with for the foreseeable future.
Bruce Riedel is the director of the Intelligence Project at the Brookings Institution. Bruce, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on the program.